And the Lord saith unto his disciples, giveth your firstborn unto the Lord, and be plentiful and multiply. But they couldn't multiply because they couldn't do simple addition yet. So they begot. They begot whenever they could. And unto Shem, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder, even unto him were children born. And Eber begat Salah, and Salah begat Obal, and Obal begat Sheba and Jobab begat Samuel, and Samuel begat Claude, and Claude begat BB, and BB begot and forgot to begot, and she bopped to the hop with a bebop doing a bippity boppity boo. I got a boo, I got a bop. Who give me a bebop? I got a cut. I got one cut, who give me two? I got one cut, who give me two? I got another cut. I got two cuts, who give me three? I got two cuts, who give me three?
Please leave the stage.
I got to get off the stage. I'm going off the stage once. I'm going off the stage twice. I'm going off stage three times. Gone. I'm off the stage.
We'll be right back.
21. Miss Beth Hart right there. Definitely the best female blues singer treading the boards these days. Showing off her rock and roll bones on a track called Seven Sinners. It was the Whatever Glades before that one. I Do, I Did, I Don't was the track. I'm Done. Too Much Woman for a Henpecked Man was from Ike and Tina Turner. Track from one of the last LPs those two did together before their messy divorce and the launch of Tina's solo career. And it was AC/DC kicking off that set, the original AC/DC with Bon Scott out front. It's 9:15 p.m. on California's Central Coast. This is 92.9 FM, KCUF Boulder Creek. I'm Vince Vinyl, and I got an email request for a track titled Shaken earlier today. The person didn't know the artist, but they said it was really a rocker. So that narrows it right down to about 18 or 19 possibilities. We'll hear two of them right after this from John Madden.
Mom, I'm having a problem down there.
Well, honey, have you tried Vagisil?
No. Does it work?
Sure does. But don't take my word for it.
Hey, folks. John Madden here for Vagisil. I bet you're saying, how come Vagisil hired Ben? What does he know about vagina problems? I'll tell you what. In my life, I've had lots of vagina problems. Should I say, not enough vagina problems. Second of all, they paid me in chicken wings. And third of all, there is no third of all. Once I heard about the chicken wings, all I want to do is sell Vagisil. It's a great vagina product. Okay, now listen, we just started, and I'm already a little bit tired of saying vagina. So here's what we're going to do. Instead of saying vagina, every time I'm supposed to say that, what I'm going to do is say monkey. So from now on, in this Vagisil commercial, when you hear me say monkey, what I really mean is vagina. Got it? This is going to be great. Here, I'll give you a little, see right there. Monkey equals vagina. I love this stuff. Anyway, the main reason that Vagisil hired me is because I'm not embarrassing. See, you know when you're sitting around in your living room watching television, maybe watching Seventh Heaven or something like that, and on the TV right there, and then there's a commercial that comes on with a mom and a daughter like these two right here. I'm going to circle them, like, okay? Look at those two broads. They're confused. See, anyway, so what happens is it, when there's mom and a daughter drinking tea in a commercial, you know they're going to start talking about their monkey problems. Remember, don't forget this part. Monkeys is code for vaginas.
So, John, you gonna tell us why you prefer Vagisil?
Yeah, because of the chicken wings they gave me.
Well, can you tell us how Vagisil works?
I don't really know how it works. I guess, you know, you got a little bit of an itch going on right there, maybe a little brush fire going on right there. And then you get in your car and you go up this way over to that's a drugstore. I said a good drugstore, but I drew it right there. And you're like, geez, what happened to me? I mean, and then you pick up some Vagisil and it's all better. So if your monkey itches, buy some Vagisil.
Gee, thanks. I'll try it.
Yeah, when you're out buying Vagisil, stop by an Outback Steakhouse, home of the Bloomin' Onion, and maybe pick out a Madden 2004. That's a video game. I got it for PlayStation. That's pretty good. Come back for action. I mean, that gets rid of athlete's foot, but put some of that on your monkey that's a vagina. Maybe that'll help you feel better. So Madden 2004, Tenactin, Vagisil, Outback Steakhouse, Madden 2004, and Vagisil Academy. That's great. I mean, this is unbelievable. I'm done. That was perfect. Where's my chicken wings?
Oh, heavens up above. Taking, oh, taking all your love. Taking what you give to me, you know it's not enough. Need more of your kisses and hugs. Need more of what's in store for us. Shaking. Woo. Making, making all the moves. Making it right for us and breaking all the rules. Shaking, oh. We'll be right back.
after two.
Thank you.
quarter after two.
Definitely would have been a great concert to see live. If I'd have been there, I'd have been hooting and hollering too. It was Grace Potter and the Nocturnals at the Mountain Jam Festival a few years back, and the song was 2:22, as in the time. Mountain Jam Fest is presented by Warren Haynes in beautiful Bethel, New York every year. A deluxe spot for an outdoor event. Gorgeous meadow surrounded by mature trees and not a building or a parking lot in sight. And with Warren in charge, the lineup is always top shelf, and Grace Potter is no exception. When that gal is on stage, she is totally committed. Invisible preceded that track from Catfish. At the front end, there was Eddie Money, who, the story goes, was a New York cop before coming to the Bay Area and becoming a rock star. His song Shaken was followed by another song of the same name, that one from Joey Cimino and Lebo Cat, a track from their debut LP, Flo's Barbershop, which was produced and engineered by well-respected studio meister Robert Berry, who also contributes background vocals on a few tracks. Good evening to you. I'm Vince Vinyl. You are you. And this is Boulder Creek Pirate Radio.
And they're off out of the gate. It's yoga class with deep breathing and meditation. Now coming around the outside of forehead is left foot. It's left foot in front of forehead. It's forehead in front of pelvis. It's pelvis in front of eye socket. It's eye socket in front of family jewels. How the heck did eye socket get in front of family jewels? And here comes deep breathing again with inner peace. But wait, from out of nowhere, it's silent but deadly. Silent but deadly is all over yoga class. Deep breathing is stopped in its tracks. And yoga class isn't gonna last long. And in the end, it's gasping for air, light a match, and so much for serenity.
For a better time, go to the track. National Thoroughbred Racing. We bet you love it.
pushed around and bound to troubled days. And every time we stand up, dust each other off. I know we may be losing, but we ain't lost. Bring it on, bring it on. I seen the rain tumbling down. I felt the cold wind blow. I seen trouble hanging round. Bring it on, bring it on. Once I dreamed of riches, of happiness untold. Now hopes lie scattered, trash along the lonesome road. And I don't ask for mercy, it just don't work that way. Today I'm down, but hope will rise another day. Bring it on, bring it on. I seen the rain tumbling down. I felt the cold wind blow. Seen trouble hanging around. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. I've seen it all by now. My pride is gone, but I'm still here somehow. Bring it on, bring it on. Teardrop down inside of me. As I watch you sleeping, I hope that you still dream. 'Cause lately when I wake up, I don't feel anything. Bring it on, bring it on. I seen the rain tumbling down. I felt the cold wind blow. I seen trouble.
Well, I got my ticket and I got Say, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more. meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'd have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away. Cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back.
Scram, beat it, get out of here. Skedaddle, hit the road, Jack. That is indeed a classic from Mr. Ray Charles. And I pulled that one out just to prove that I wasn't trapped in the B section of the KCUF Music Library. All B songs before that one. Bring It On Home was from Canadian cat Colin James. Slade Cleaves did Bring It On. And Leonard Skinner, the post-plane crash Skinner, did a song also titled Bring It On. Bang a Gong at the front end there was T-Rex. They were a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee last year. It was the band that was inducted, but that was only ever two guys, Mark Bolan and Mickey Finn. Some might say as well that it was only ever that song that got them nominated. T-Rex had a couple of other pretty cool tracks, but aside from maybe Jeepster, not much else got any attention in this country. I guess they were a pretty big deal in England for a time. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is supposed to be all-inclusive, so good on them, and congratulations to Mark and Mickey. So here we are a week or so from Halloween 2021, and COVID has mucked up my trick-or-treating again this year. Damn near killed me last year not having all that candy. But this year I saw it coming, and I bought myself a 12-pound bag of Butterfingers to tide me over. You know, we got this supply chain issue going on right now, so if you are a fellow sugar junkie, you better make sure you're covered before the stores run out and aren't able to resupply for a while. Stay tuned. It's nigh on 10 p.m. and time for Friday Night Jerry. First, this news break.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's our reporter, Eileen Dover, with this news update.
A new study shows that teenage boys are having sex even earlier than parents previously thought. In a survey, nearly 100% of boys ages 12 to 15 report that they have sex all the time and are definitely not virgins. Teens say they've gone all the way on numerous occasions, including vaginal sex, oral sex, and regular sex orgies. Joining me to discuss these findings is the study's author, Nicole Barron. Nicole, thanks for being here.
Hello.
Why is this study such a surprise?
Well, previous studies suggested that most boys lose their virginity at 16 or 17. But when we gathered 13-year-olds in a room and asked them if they'd had sex, they not only said yes, but they also were clear that sex was no big deal for them, that they weren't nervous before having it, and that when they do have sex, they do it for hours at a time.
And you discovered that these young teenagers have sex with nearly every attractive woman they know, including their babysitters, teachers, and even Hollywood celebrities. When you look at these statistics, it's quite shocking.
That's right. 10% of boys in junior high school say they received a blowjob from Katy Perry while they were on vacation in Los Angeles.
Now, if you're a parent worried about STDs, teen pregnancy, what should you tell your son?
Tell your son about safe sex. Remind him that they do make extra-large condoms, since nearly all boys told us that the regular ones are too small.
That's right. Very good advice. Now, the study yielded a host of surprises. 100% of boys surveyed say they have pubes and even need to use shampoo to clean the pubes, because that's how many pubes they have.
They're also all using deodorant. They have to.
And what about teenage girls? Did your study find out anything new about their sexual habits?
We didn't talk to any teenage girls. The boys we surveyed told us not to because they'd probably just lie and deny it.
Very important stuff for parents and teachers to know. Thanks for coming on, Nicole.
Glad to be here.
When we come back, meet the scientists who successfully taught a gorilla rudimentary sign twirling.
Enough to leave me here. I know that I can almost feel you near. What am I supposed to do with my afternoons? No, I won't hear your call. No, I won't see you soon. What can you say to me to ease my heart in pain? Could you send a ray of light to come down and dry the rain again? If you could stay a while with me and just hold on to this world. Feeling sorry for things I haven't said. And there's a lot I'd like to say before your final page is read. What am I supposed to do with my afternoon? No, I won't see you soon. What can you say to me to ease my heart in pain? Could you send a ray of light to come down and dry the rain again? Cause you'll be resting anyhow. Hate to leave you, hate to say goodbye. I'm sure to hear us come through in the early morning sky. But what am I supposed to do in my afternoons? No, I won't hear your call. No, I won't see you. Send a ray of light to come down and dry the rain again.
When I was a boy, I had to know what I would find just over the hill. And while still a lad, I had to go. And so you see, I'm rambling still. Life's golden cup was filled for me with happiness in measures untold. But I left the one who cared for me, a treasure worth so much more than gold. Young men that roam, take heed to this. The call of the road can be so unkind. It will lead you on like a fickle kiss and a wasted life is all you ever find.
With a precious load, squeeze its guts all over the road. Excuse me, I had to smile, lost my grip too for a while. So easy there, steady now, easy there, steady now. She didn't have the decency to sweep away what's left of me. I don't have the presence of mind to walk along in a straight line. Easy there, steady now. Easy there, steady now. I call your name, I call it loud. I see your face in every crowd. Thank you. on the bathroom wall, leaves are pulled down in the stall. I wonder where you are tonight. Red dress, skin so white. Is it there? Steady now. Easy there. AM an empty town, Dr. Martin's echo down. Old man, heartbreak follows you, corruption shadow swallows you. Is it easy there, steady now? Easy there, steady now. I call your name, I call it loud. I see your face, and every cry. Lord, spills its guts all over the road. Excuse me, I had to smile. Lost my grip too for a while. Easy there, steady now. Easy there, steady now. Easy there, steady now. Easy there, steady now.
Richard Thompson to wrap up that set, and I believe I, for one, could tolerate three or four more. What a great artist. Easy There, Steady Now was that last one from the Mirror Blue CD, and it was Turning of the Tide in front of it, that one from Amnesia. Call of the Road was Doc Watson in the middle of that set. Billy Strings did Enough to Leave, and JG, Jerry Garcia, started things off with a track from his one and only solo album, Loser, the song title. All I Need is One Good Hand, The Gambler's Lament. This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.